The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while, and you will no longer see me. And again a little while later, and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me'? And because I am going to the Father." So they said, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, and so he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Christ in the Gospel today keeps mentioning a little while. It's a simple phrase, but in the Gospel there's many layers of meaning to it. The first meaning is the one in which the way in which he intended it specifically for those people in that time that he was speaking to. And that was in relation, direct relation to his crucifixion, his death, and his resurrection. The second way is the way that we do not see him physically here and now. There is no person of Christ right there in the middle of us where we can see him and touch him in the same way they could 2,000 years ago. And so we have to see him through the eyes of faith. We see him in the Eucharist, on the altar every single day. We see him in Scripture. We see him in our neighbor. And lastly, we have what's called the eschatological sense, or the sense of the end times. So what does it mean in that sense? And for that, it means that he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And so we have all these senses of how to take what Christ means in just this little phrase, a little while. So my brothers and sisters, our task today is simple. We are to work on seeing Christ in our midst, even though he is gone, because he will come back. We work on the here and now. We work on seeing Christ in the Blessed Sacrament every time he descends upon that altar. We work even more profoundly to see Christ in every single person we meet, despite how difficult that can be. And so I want to leave you with one of my favorite quotes from C.S. Lewis. He says, "Next to the Blessed Sacrament itself, your neighbor is the holiest object presented to your senses."